Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy announced a lawsuit that asks the courts to recognize state ownership of submerged lands within Lake Clark National Park and Preserve. He also announced a notice of trespass and cease and desist letters recently sent to the Agriculture and Interior Departments for federal infrastructure, such as docks, that lack permits on state-owned submerged lands. In a press conference, Dunleavy said,
"The fact of the matter is we are a state within a federal system. Agreements have been made. Agreements need to be implemented. What we're doing is pressing our case, the legal case, and we'll continue to do so. We simply want our lands and our waters. We're going to use our lands and our waters. If the federal government has structures on our lands and waters, or they're planning on putting structures on our lands and waters, they need to have a discussion with us first."
To date, the federal government has acknowledged the state's title to only 9% of Alaska's submerged lands under 800,000 miles of navigable rivers and 16% of Alaska's submerged lands under 30 million acres of navigable lakes. Dunleavy adds,
"Since we became a state in 59, this has been an ongoing issue with the federal government. We have agreements. We have Supreme Court rulings. We have law behind us. For reasons we really don't know, we can't answer, there are certain federal agencies and certain federal agents that insist that they're going to ignore some of these laws and some of the court actions. We're not going to ignore them. We're going to vigorously implement our sovereignty over our lands and our waters. We'd like to work with the federal government, but we're not going to be subservient to the federal government on our lands and waters. They are our lands and waters."
In the Submerged Lands Act, the federal government promised all states the right to own lands and resources beneath navigable lakes, rivers, and offshore waters. Rights granted under this act are immediately acquired upon statehood and can't be denied or taken away later by the federal government. The Soldotna City Council adopted a resolution that would authorize the city manager to enter into a term contract with HDR Engineering for grant consulting services. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act is expected to provide significant investment through a variety of competitive and formula grant programs. A previous resolution authorized the administration to issue a qualifications-based solicitation for professional services related to grant consulting work. The scope of work includes ongoing grant funding research targeted at the city's project needs, as directed by City Manager Stephanie Queen, who told council,
"The two kind of scopes of work that we identified, the first was ongoing monitoring of grant opportunities and helping develop a strategy related to seeking individual funding for the city's projects that have been identified by the council in our capital improvement plan. And so that task is really going to be ongoing on a time and materials basis. The second task would be grant development, grant writing, and specific project development for individual opportunities that are identified that one of our projects would be eligible for."
The scope of work includes specific grant application development for programs that a city is deemed to be eligible and competitive for. After publicly advertising the project, 7 proposals were received and evaluated by the city, and the committee found HDR Engineering submitted the highest-ranking proposal.
The resolution would authorize us to negotiate and execute that contract with HDR. They're really a global firm, but they've got a strong Alaska presence. One of the project members was really conducting the grant writing workshop that was held in Anchorage and had also been tasked by AML of providing grant writing services to the state. So those services will be available to all members, but really this would allow us to have a team really dedicated to our needs and helping us be successful in identifying funding for our projects. We're proposing that the funding be ARPA funds, $150,000.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.